Well, it is a Celtics Wednesday, and throughout this season, we have been gifted with the opportunity to talk to our Celtics writer. Do you want to be an insider, or do you like what? Mego is here.
I gained insider yet.
I think you have.
I appreciate that. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. Writer's fine. That's what I do. I write. I podcast. If you haven't listened to my podcast, Slammed, it's all about the Celtics. So give
great
it a
content
listen.
Last night with the guys arriving. Jaylen Brown arriving with sneaks in hand and
sweet jacket.
Yeah, that
oh
jacket.
My God. The jacket was.
Yeah. They're like, where do I get it from?
I don't know.
Or
it looked
alligator.
Like snake. It looked like it was snake.
I think it's kind of crocodile-y.
Well, either way, it had
it. Was
a,
sick.
Yeah, we need to find out who makes that, so see if we can get one of those.
I thought the warm-up, what did you think, Wiggy? I thought the warm-ups were nice.
I like the warm-ups. Yeah,
the
I like those jackets.
They're selling them on the website. They just
they
popped up, but I can't find the actual price for them. It just says that they're coming.
Courtney, if you have to ask, I can't afford it.
I know, but it's 25% off site-wide right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet they're probably
thanks
about
for
a buck,
the promo.
Yeah. $1.50.
It was a great night last night. And from a celebrity perspective, Wiggy was asking you who was there. Mm-hmm. There were definitely some of the New England Patriots who were there last night. Drake May was there. I didn't get to see him. They didn't show him, at least while I was paying attention, which I thought was odd, but maybe they didn't want to show. I don't know. But it was cool to see those guys out there in support, as they always are.
Yeah, the Drake May thing's really interesting to me. Overall, there wasn't a big light on the Patriots. Maybe part of it was just, hey, it's banner night. Like, let's give the spotlight over to everything Celtics, be it Celtics of the past with Bob Cousy, you know, coming out there, Cedric Maxwell and the Big Three, of course. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was it. But I think maybe that's thinking kindly. Like, maybe those guys
show Drake
don't need the spotlight right now.
Yeah.
I rather the, like, the real celebrities, the entertainers. I know Kodak
who
Black.
Who are they?
Well, Kodak Black was there.
I'm 21 Savage was
there. That I didn't
there.
Know. I didn't know 21 Savage was there. Donnie was up. You know, our guy Donnie Wahlberg was there repping. So I was, like, I'm interested in, like, those type of people. You brought up Kai Cianci. I always get his name.
Is it Sanat?
Sanat.
That's
is
what Sanat? I thought.
Is
That's
Sanat?
What I thought. Sanat. Yeah.
Right. Yes. I love Kai.
Yeah.
Benson Boone is big.
Yeah, I didn't. He was. I think he ended up at Strega last night, but I had no clue who
that
he is.
What was this party at Strega?
Yeah. It wasn't really a party. It was just.
It sounds like
just
a party.
No, it was just free food for Wiggy.
No.
Also, Curtis, I believe that Sanat was the issue that Aaron Rodgers had.
Yeah. I actually have a Sanat infection.
Yes. He tried to eat those Sanats. Shout out to Nikki and Nico and always.
It's okay.
Let me ask you. I mean,
that's all right. Seven.
Basketball-wise, at least last night, this team is right back where they left off. Gerard Mayo on this show this week said that a win fixes everything for the New England Patriots. Did winning a championship fix, if there was anything between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, did winning this championship fix that, or were there no issues? They just seem to me to be so comfortable with each other and both have accepted what their roles are. It seems
You know, it's kind of silly, but I wonder what you think, Greg. Like, one of the things that I thought was interesting last night was the order of getting the rings. Mm. And Jason Tatum gets the final spot of the last guy to go get the rings. He gets to be the guy on the microphone who's up there and saying, let's go do it again. And so Jaylen Brown was the one who was the finals MVP.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum still holds that role. And I think it's kind of like everybody's just agreed. Yes, Jason Tatum is the cornerstone of the franchise. And that's
alpha.
How it is.
Right. If
it,
you know,
I think B can't comes before T. So they said, you know, we're going to go alphabetical order when it comes to the J's.
Yeah.
That's what they told Jaylen anyway.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how much there was there before about like any true animosity. I think a lot of that stuff has really been overblown. But yeah, winning definitely fixes everything. I also think that it helps to have Jason Tatum have something to go for in terms of being the finals MVP. Because I don't think he's got a shot at being regular season MVP anytime soon. While the roster is this stacked and the style of basketball that they play where everybody gets a touch, you're not going to get the Jason Tatum stat line that you got last night.
Curtis
which was
brought that
spectacular.
Up earlier. That doesn't seem right.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I think Jason Tatum,
he'll finish top five for MVP, but is he going to be even top three? You just, like, look at the other guys who are out there, and they're in these offenses that completely revolve around them. That's not the Celtics.
Yeah, but then you, if you really look at that, Mego, the guy.
I'm not saying that's how it should be.
But it's really not, because the guy who's been winning it consecutively for like the past 3 years never leads the league in scoring. Never, you know. Sometimes he's neck and neck when it comes to him and Jamal Murray when leading his team and scoring it, which is the Joker. But he's got, you know, he's always like damn near averaging a triple double. So yeah. He averages about 20 points, and if Tatum can do that and still get his 20, 25 average points per night, but he's averaging 8 assists and maybe 7 rebounds. That's the MVP, and then your team being good, because that's how the Joker was able to win it. So I think it's kind of flipped from just the guy who is the leading scorer, you know.
I agree, but I still think that, okay, if you look at the depth of the Nuggets, it's still not comparable to, I wouldn't even say like the starting five, but the 6 or 7 that the Celtics are rolling out there. And I think that hurts Tatum's case. The only thing that I think might help is like if there gets to be some kind of voter fatigue with Jokic. Mm-hmm. But honestly, the voters love Jokic so much.
Like, yeah. It seems like everybody hates.
Yeah. Everybody just wants him back up there, so we'll see.
And the criticism the Celtics have gotten might hurt Tatum in the end for that as well. But everybody's talking about the threes. I was more impressed with the lack of turnovers in this one, because that was something that they struggled with at times last season. Is that a Joe Mazzulla? Is that a tip to Joe Mazzulla where he's been able to fix that?
I'm sure it is, but honestly, like, the thing that jumps out to me with this team, and it's a hat tip to your guy Wick, is the continuity. These guys have been playing together. You run it back, but a lot of these guys have been playing together as a core for so many years now that it's almost just looks instinctual out mm-hmm. there in terms of having your back when the offense gets a little squirrely, when somebody gets a little trapped up in a way that it definitely wasn't a couple of years ago. And you have to give credit to individuals like Jaylen Brown, who I used to clown on all the time for he can't go left, and the handle had got so exposed in the 2022 finals. Like, he's definitely put in the work, but I think a lot of it has to do with the continuity of the roster. These guys know each other so well that you go up against a team like the Knicks that made major changes in the final weeks of the offseason. There's just no comparison where they are right now.
It's hard not to watch that team last night and think that they could go undefeated. Like, who's going to beat them? Like,
undefeated?
I'm just kidding you, Curtis. Who do you see beating them this season?
Themselves.
If they don't get back to the finals, to me, that's a major disappointment.
Right.
And I am sure that's the way that everybody feels over there, because of what they've invested monetarily in this team, because of what the changes are that are coming on the horizon and the uncertainty. That's what it is. Once you're back there, it's so early in the season. We just had the first game last night. But like, looking out in the West, there are these teams coming up. OKC is one to watch. The Nuggets, again, still have Murray and Jokic, and that's a talented team that underperformed last year. But yeah, the Celtics should win again. This should be a repeat scenario that we're sitting
in. Well, the thing that I liked last night, you know, you were able to see it more glaringly being there, is it looks like Tatum got a whole new bag. Mm-hmm. Like, just his, you know, the ability to be able to pull up off the jumper and have a quick release. There was a couple times him getting to the hole, playing with his back to the basket. He has that little, like, Kobe Bryant half fake and fadeaway. I think that's what takes this team over, is you start to see him take that next step with his on the court play.
Absolutely. Like, Tatum, so he's been dancing around it a lot in the preseason and in training camp. He was clearly working on his shooting mechanics with mm-hmm. his personal coach, Drew Hanlon, who I've had the opportunity to talk to a couple times in the offseason. And that quick release, mm-hmm. I think, is a big part of it. The shot looks so much better. So, so much better. I don't know what was altered in the second half of last season or in the playoffs, but it obviously wasn't coming out right, and I don't think it was an injury thing. I thought that would he's been like very coy about it when you ask about the specifics, because I think he doesn't want to give away. He doesn't he doesn't want people to know. But I agree. Like, I do think that that's a real change that he's made.
He also got the monkey off his back, too. He's playing much looser. All of them are. You know, to not have that constant conversation around the Celtics team of they can't get it done. They can have a great regular season, but you get to the postseason and things fall apart. They looked like they were, you know, kids playing pickup basketball last night and having fun with it, which is so much better probably for Tatum.
And if there's one thing for Tatum that I will say, that's when he plays best, and he's admitted that. When the score is up, when everything's clicking, Tatum takes off. Like, he soars. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that at times in fourth quarters of games where it's kind of close, but they're already ahead. I think the next step of growth for Tatum is to be the guy who really, really turns the momentum of the game. So when you find yourselves, if it's possible for this team to this year, if they find themselves down 20, is he the guy who picks up the shovel and starts digging them out of that hole because his shot is falling and he's that guy?
And also, what do they do if the threes aren't going in? Like, that's the only issue. Like, they don't have that low post game, or they haven't focused on that. And I
think it's they're in an interesting spot right now, because even with their bigs, it's such a focus on spreading the floor, and Porzingis isn't out there right now, and that's the guy who really does that for you, who can stretch it. But honestly, I wrote about this last night, the three game is where it's at for them. They're going to be a make or miss team. They're going to live and die by it. And that's statistically, analytically, like all the nerd stuff that people hate to hear, that's where they're at. And it won them a championship last year. Mm-hmm. And so you just got to accept it. They're going to still run downhill. Like, we see Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum doing that and getting to the rim. It's not like that aspect of their game isn't there. But if you're looking for some kind of like early 90s, inside out, physical, think you're watching the Bad Boy Pistons, that's not this team.
Not happening. Like,
that's not any team in the NBA. Let's be honest.
Flip a switch all of a sudden and be like bodying guys up at the rim. That's they're going to be.
No one does that.
Weigh in or settle this debate, maybe, if you can, on this program between Chris and Wiggy. Is Joe Mazzulla the best coach in the NBA?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Who's better than him?
Who's better? You could probably name like three or four guys who are better than him. I don't think that there's. I don't think
that's what I want to know.
Eric Spoelstra.
I don't think
I would say he's not. But go ahead. That's one.
I'm not saying like I would put this gets into like a Belichick type territory. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I would take him as my coach now. But I still think Popovich is definitely a more accomplished coach.
He's more accomplished, Pop. I'll give you that. But
overall, a better coach.
But right now, if you put Mazzulla and put him on Milwaukee, I think Milwaukee's winning a championship.
Over this Celtics team.
Huh?
You heard what I said.
Yeah. I think Mazzulla's proven himself.
I spoke English very clearly.
Yes.
Mazzulla's proven himself to be a really great coach.
You think the Bucks beat the Celtics with Mazzulla, Greg? Wiggy, stop it. Everybody silence.
Yes.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I heard. Tastes like blood.
Yeah, no, that was a I heard him say that. That was a little unique, but he is a unique guy.
Yeah, he's
a unique guy.
Okay, everybody stop. Yes. How many games does it take the Bucks to beat the Celtics with Mazzulla as their head coach?
I think it's a 7-game series.
Okay,
I think it's a hard-fought series.
That is unbelievable.
But
Mazzulla wins it in the end.
Well, Mazzulla, a guy that you wanted out of here 18 months ago.
Because what Mazzulla does is what we've seen him do with Tatum and Brown.
This is called overcorrection.
No, it's not an overcorrection. He unlocks and gets everybody. He gets Dame Lillard and Giannis to buy into the roles that they need to have to win a championship. That's what Mazzulla does.
I don't know if Giannis would be about that. Like some of
but you don't know because Giannis has never been coached like that.
This is also just a very like I think that this is the personalities on this team, the way that they're comprised right now, are a very coachable team.
Personalities. He's an unbelievable manager of personalities. Who's one of the greatest coaches in basketball that we talk about?
There's many
that we talk about consistently.
JJ
Phil Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Phil Jackson.
Unbelievable manager of personality.
Phil Jackson knew how to do it. He did it with Jordan and Pippen. Yeah. He did it with Kobe and Shaq. And that's
also a very unique person.
Right. And that's
Kobe and Shaq famously bad at basketball.
Phil was very unique. And that's what he would bring to if Mazzulla's coaching Phoenix with Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Durant, he's able to unlock them. I don't know if they're talented enough
Greg,
to win the
championship. He was also able to unlock them at a point in their careers where their egos are probably at their highest.
Bingo.
Greg, let me ask you a question. If J.J. Redick is the coach of the Celtics tomorrow, who's the favorite to win the championship?
I would say it's probably the Boston Celtics.
Right.
Do they win it, though?
Yes,
no,
they do.
No, they don't with J.J. Redick. Stop
it. What are you talking about?
Stop it.
Wiggy actually believes that Joe Mazzulla, he thinks that Joe Mazzulla could coach Kobe Bryant to an MVP award-winning season this year.
Wow.
Too soon?
Well, I mean, maybe. But if Kobe was alive, I think Mazzulla has that ability.
No, that was my point.
No, I know that he's no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
So say what you want, because everybody goes to Spoelstra. What has Spoelstra done when he didn't have LeBron and D Wade at their peak,
right,
and Chris Bosh and Ray Allen? What has he done?
I hate celebrating coaches.
That makes it sound like Mazzulla's team that he's coaching right now isn't the most talented team in the league as we sit here.
They added Porzingis.
Are the Celtics the most talented team?
They added Porzingis, and they were always talented. They had Kyrie. They had Brown. They had Tatum. They couldn't win a chip. They had Ime, who couldn't win a chip. And now, I wasn't even a Mazzulla fan.
If Kyrie came back to Boston and Mazzulla took that team and won the championship, I would say hands down.
Because he can handle that nightmare.
Hands down, that's the best.
Yeah. And I hate when we celebrate coaches that win titles with the most talented team.
Here's what I would say.
I think Mazzulla's a great coach. I think he's really
flip the coaches.
Developed into someone special, but is he the best coach in the league? I think it's
flip
so
the
early.
Coaches. Jason Kidd, because you brought up Kyrie. Kidd and Mazzulla. Flip them. Put Mazzulla on Dallas.
I think that's a problem for Mazzulla.
No, I think Mazzulla has enough where Luka, Kyrie, all those guys buy
in. Oh, my God. I wonder, though, Kyrie. What kind of, like, diet and exercise plan he'd get Luka on.
Greg, what if you replace Mayo with Mazzulla?
Look at Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown says he treats them like Navy SEALs, but he loves it and buys into it.
I don't think Jaylen's been a Navy SEAL.
I thought he said killer whales.
Maybe Wick said they train like Navy SEALs.
Yes, Wick did say that on the show.
But then he said, not to take anything away from actual Navy SEALs.
No. But even Jaylen Brown talked about how difficult training camp was.
Again, it's not Navy SEAL training.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. We know that. Like, when we say we're going to war on a football field, we don't actually mean like we're going to war like real soldiers. We just play along with us. Like, if you're like, you're not a real soldier, you know there's actually people. No, we understand that.
What if it was a Hurricane Mazzulla?
He just trains them very hot, as well.
I mean, did you know what you were getting into when you agreed to do this with us?
I feel like it took Wiggy a couple minutes to warm up here. Where was this in the first 2 minutes?
Well, I wanted to hear what you were saying.
Oh, okay, what did you think of who was in attendance?
That's what we
got
to do. I wanted to hear what you had to say as a Celtics writer. I wanted to see what you were seeing.
When are we going to talk about my guy, Jaden?
Daniels. Oh, man. I cannot say anything wrong about your Washington Commanders.
The go-go remixes.
Oh, man.
He's
got
to
be loving it down there.
But it is of interest that they were in a very similar situation, actually a worse situation than New England Patriots were last season. And I think we need to acknowledge the come up over there by your Commanders.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it was exactly the same, but it's an interesting dichotomy. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
He started in week one. That was the difference. Start in week one. And as soon as he got there, they said, you're our guy. Rather than playing Drake May like he's some, you know, Scribbins off the street, like, well, we don't know what we're going to do. We got Jacoby Brissett. That I'll give the Commanders credit for. Dan Quinn wasn't playing any games. That's what Mayo should have been doing from day one.
They also drafted an offensive lineman one spot ahead of Caden Wallace, and he's playing left tackle for Jaden Daniels now.
Huh?
Yeah,
I ain't saying nothing about Washington.
Oh, Elliot Wolf will get that right next time. So
we hope so. Yes. Come this offseason. Yes.
All right, Mego. Great to see you.
Oh, basketball.
Okay. And we can read you at weei.com.
So I hear.
and listen to the podcast.
Yes, slammed.
Slammed.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, awesome. Celtics Wednesday. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now. There's your guy, Wiggy.
That is my guy.
Joe Mazzulla.
Got me on board. Listen, let me tell you something. The thing that I, and this is why I say Joe Mazzulla is a great coach, and Jones and Keith did this. Who said it? Mazzulla or a serial killer? Mazzulla is the type of coach that, honestly, he looks like in practice where he would be like, I'll fight you. Let's fight right now. We might have an issue. And then after the fight.
Do you think the guys fear him, though?
I think so.
He's
got crazy eyes. He's saying, we'll all be dead soon, so right. What's pressure? Yeah. He's the type of coach where if there's something going on, yeah. I could see Mazzulla going, all right, let's fight it out. And then after the fight, he'll be like, let's hug it out.
He'll be like, yo, this dude is crazy, but
I love him.
Let's head to the dojo. Like I'm taking you to the dojo right now.
He's a black belt, so you don't
think... You know who the Bucks should hire? Logan Paul.
No, I'm talking
he's
about...
He's always been weird, but because they've been so good, his ego's growing too, where he's like, F it.
Right.
This is who I am. I'm going to say whatever I want
to all
of you.
Weird? Like, he's a
He's
deep
always
thinker,
been weird.
He's different.
Just, he's like a Huberman guy. Like, the mouth taping, the meditation.
Yeah, he's different.
He probably needs to see sunlight before having caffeine. Like, he definitely follows Huberman.
Yeah, he's definitely, and he's like a black belt in jujitsu. You don't think he's saying, hey, let's fight this thing out. This is what great warriors do. And then after we fight,
we'll
sit around a campfire and discuss our feelings.
Greg, why doesn't every team hire a military level gymnast?
They do. A lot of these teams hire these.
Yeah, JJ Redick looks like a real jiu-jitsu guy.
We had, when I was in Minnesota, we hired like this.
As a head coach.
As a player. Well, some teams do it as a head coach, some don't. We hired this player guy who was a former Marine, Navy SEAL, to kind of talk to us about those type of things.
So you're saying he ensures that this Celtics team is not soft.
Right.
He does. And then he ensures that guys buy into their role.
Right.
And he knows.
He tells Jason Tatum what his role should be.
Mazzulla killed the guy.
You don't think he sits there?
And he just falls in. Jason Tatum.
Oh yeah,
falls
that
right
really got
line.
Out of
you,
hand.
You don't think Mazzulla says, "Hey, Jason, here's what we need from you. This is what." And I think Jason even said, like, Mazzulla talking to him.
Yeah.
Going into last season when they won the chip.
And it's because it worked. Now they can all buy in without any second thoughts. I also think Mego bringing up the fact that they've all played together for so long is an important point, because if you listen to Jason and Jalen last night specifically talking about the fact that they've been playing together for, what is it, 9 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And then the fact that Al Horford's been in the league for even more.
8 years. I think this is Jason Tatum's eighth season.
Seven or eight years.
But they've been together for such a big chunk of time, and then add Al Horford into that as well. They all know each other so well.
Yeah,
so
there is a lot of chemistry there. But credit to Mazzulla, they play together for a long time with other coaches, and those other coaches couldn't unlock that. And his style is unique. His style is different. And you call it weird, whatever it is. But players,
I mean, weird with all the respect in the world.
But as a former player, there are certain guys that you go like, "Yo, this dude's crazy."
Yeah.
But I love what he's doing.
Yep.
And I love playing for him. Mm. And Mazzulla's that guy. So. Hey, listen, I know you guys are saying Spoelstra, but other than, coaching down in Miami.
You guys, the 30 GMs in the league.
No, 30 GMs. What's that mean? Who are these 30 GMs that I'm hearing
from?
People
that hire coaches.
Yeah, but who am I hearing from?
The 30
Some
NBA
of the GMs.
GMs.
Listen, we have a GM here in Elliott Wolf. If he put a ranking together, would you buy what he was saying?
Who would you say is a deeper thinker? Joe Mazzulla or Aaron Rodgers?
The power of belief is, is a snowball that can start an avalanche.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
Like, I don't think Joe Mazzulla would necessarily do the darkness retreat. He probably has a line somewhere.
No, I think Mazzulla would do that. I think he's doing all types of unique stuff.
I know.
And so I could see him doing darkness retreat all day long. I could see him hiking in the woods and saying,
"You're doing darkness retreat all day."
Yeah, all day long.
You know what he meant. You know what he meant.
What do you
do? It's all night long.
Well, not all day.
Well, yeah, you stay during the day.
Yeah, you're in like a steel box.
The sun doesn't stand a chance next to Missoula.
I don't know if you ever heard of this, Curtis. There are rooms where you can go in that are completely shut out to the sun.
I love those.
In the daytime.
Uh-huh. I love
can see Missoula.
Most of them are on Route 1.
Yes, the private room. Going into the woods, say, we're going to stay here for like 2 weeks.
Nah, this is Kyle from Lowell. What's up, Kyle?
What's going on?
What's up?
Once again, Curtis, absolutely wrong talking basketball. Who did Dwayne Wade? He won the first championship. Was it with Spoelstra, Curtis? No, Pat Riley. So he assembled a team.
With a correct record that was not stated at all.
On the roster. Who did he win the first championship with the Heat as his coach?
What?
Pat Riley was.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Because you are way overrating Eric Spoelstra to just like completely deny
I didn't even mention his name today. Mago brought it up when she was asked about who's a better coach.
You brought it up both of the time. Mago couldn't even think of three coaches' names when Wiggy asked her. She turned into word salad all of a sudden.
Okay, either way, said Joe Mazzulla. That was her reaction to the question.
Done on this station. You were ready to dismantle the team. Get Mazzulla.
No, that was Wiggy who wanted fired. That was not me.
No, you wanted to dismantle the team. And I love Greg, but he also wanted to ship Tatum out of town.
I've issued multiple apologies. I issued one in written form.
And I appreciate that. Curtis will still refuse to apologize. He better
apologize?
Hope he doesn't end up on his.
How old are you, Kyle?
Don't you throw coming to you, brother.
What?
Let's apologize and say you were dead wrong.
I did the day after Mazzulla they won. Let's go get the open. Literally,
you
the
not
next
remember
morning.
When you came
Kyle,
on
you ask a question and then you keep talking.
2022.
I at the next morning, I sat here. I even got a text from our good friend from Whalers because he's a big Mazzulla guy. And I said, I was wrong. It's okay. I'm wrong often. I was wrong when I was born. It was a mistake. But, you know, to say that now Mazzulla's the best coach in basketball is just not
well, give
true.
Give me three.
Here we go.
I say give me coaches that are better, and everybody goes to Spoelstra. What has Spoelstra done? What
okay,
makes Spoelstra a better coach?
I've answered this 60 times. You just don't understand it.
No.
You could argue that with basic. He took a team to the finals that basically was just Jimmy Butler.
When they go to the finals?
3 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
No, they beat two. Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, they go to the finals.
Was that 2 years
ago?
Yeah, that's when
Tatum completely wrecked his ankle in the first 5 minutes of the game.
What game, Wiggy?
Game 7.
And the Celtics were down what in that
no,
series?
No, and guess what? They came back.
And who came into the locker room after game 3 to tell them what to do? Was it the coach or the owner?
No, it was Wick.
Oh, that
Wick
doesn't said, seem like
no,
a real
I think
leader
Wick,
right
Wick
there.
Came in there and said, hey, here's what's going on.
Right.
You lost your best player.
Greg,
so.
Was Wick coaching from the sideline during that series?
Yes.
No, but I think
yes,
Mazzulla. I think Mazzulla was. But that was Mazzulla's, like, and Courtney, and I give you credit for this. I didn't agree with it at the time. But that was, like, Mazzulla basically getting thrown in last minute.
I mean, Spoelstra took a less talented team past a Mazzulla coach team. That's a fact.
Yeah, how was it less talented? Hold on. Didn't everybody tell me Jimmy Butler was 10 times better than Jason Tatum?
This is the straw man. I never said that.
No, it's not the straw man.
Didn't everybody know? I never said that.
I'm looking back at it right now, too. Like, Caleb Martin went off in that series. Bam Adebayo had a pretty good series.
I would say it's the coach's fault that Caleb Martin went off.
Was the conversation at that time that Jimmy Butler was better than Jason Tatum?
It may have been.
Yeah. What were the odds that was a better team? It was.
It was a better team.
You don't believe that Miami Heat was a better team than the Celtics?
Yeah, the Miami Heat was.
No, you don't believe that the Celtics were a more talented team than the Miami Heat?
I think they had more talent than the Celtics.
Coach Spoelstra took a less talented
but
team.
But it wasn't like if there was that.
But what year of coaching was that for Spoelstra?
That was probably 15.
Exactly.
Let's keep moving the goalposts around.
No.
But then Mazzulla gets thrown in last second going into that season, has a pretty good season, and loses in the conference finals. Like,
I think the season ended in June. He was hired in October.
Okay, but it was still his first season. Aren't we giving all types of ways out for Jerod Mayo this season because he's a first-year head coach?
Yeah.
Like, I just think comparing Spoelstra that season to Mazzulla in his first year coaching ever, when he won a championship in his second year coaching, is kind of crazy.
So here's what happens, Courtney, and it's not you. It's we say that Mazzulla isn't the best coach in basketball. Wiggy then says, tell me someone who is.
He's not.
Never mind. That's it. That's the discussion. We're not going to finish this. It's worthless. God bless America.
Well, no, but you're saying stuff with no facts behind it. You just say he's a better coach because he took a team that was very good in the Miami Heat and beat the Celtics when Jason Tatum got hurt in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Game seven after going down 3-0. That is such a specious argument. God.
That year, where did the Miami Heat finish?
You asking me a question?
Yeah, I'm asking you
They
question.
Went to the NBA Finals.
Where did they finish during the season?
I believe they were
first,
the one
second,
seed.
Third. Yes. So for you to say...
Let me ask, on behalf of Curtis, if I could, ask you a question. What seed were the Miami Heat that year in the playoffs? I think they were the 8th seed. So.
No, I think that was the bubble year. The year that they lost, and I'm looking right at it, 2022-2023, the Miami Heat...
Were the...
They were finished. They were...
Play-in game.
Huh?
Play-in game.
Yes.
Playing game.
Yes.
Yes.
So he ended up taking that team to the finals. That is an extraordinary.
But that team wasn't that bad.
Okay.
All right. Let me look at that team that year. Let me look at the team that year. Where'd they finish?
You know what?
They 44-38.
You should have said on that, though.
No,
they weren't that bad.
They weren't that bad. I was trying to look at it.
They had to win a playoff game just to get in the playoffs.
They were the 7th seed. God. They were the 7th seed. They weren't the 8th seed. They were 7th seed.
Okay.
And they weren't that bad of a team.
I've enjoyed this.
Do you see where we end up? First, they're more talented, and then not that bad.
No, they weren't.
All right,
Listen,
we're going to be way behind.
Like the argument.
We will take a quick break.
I deal in facts, Greg.
I understand.
Yep. Can't wait to hear one.
We will be back to say farewell next. Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien on Boston College football at 6:45. And it is a Bruins Thursday. And that means that Mike Milbury will be on tomorrow morning at 9 as the Bruins struggle a little bit, Sean. A lot of questions for Mike Milbury tomorrow morning. Bruins Thursday here.
Yeah, tons of questions.
Before we go, though, if you are caller number 9 right now, then we would like to take you to lunch or to dinner at Time Out Market Boston. You can enjoy their Halloween bash, which is happening Saturday from 9 p.m. until midnight over at Time Out Market Boston with DJ, tarot card reader, airbrush tattoo artist. Ooh. Curtis, you can finally get that Celtics tattoo.
Oh,
drink specials and even a visit from the Sanderson sisters. So that is happening.
The Sanderson sisters?
You know them?
Yes. Are they related to Derek? Asking for Dale.
No.
Oh, no, they're not.
No, okay.
They related to Dion?
No, it's they're
Dale
fictional.
Here.
They are the three witches from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, okay. I have no idea.
My favorite.
Great, better get over there.
I know.
You better get over there.
I've never done tarot card readings either. That sounds
be
fun.
Be careful.
Yeah, I know. That's a bit spooky.
Read the wrong thing, you take
something
home with you.
And just to be clear, we are all dressing up for Halloween this year on the show.
Well, I know I am. I can't count on the rest of you.
I am.
I am so excited. I have my costume and everything.
We can all do that. Let's all do that.
Okay.
Is it a cop-out to wear what I was wearing last year?
It's gonna be baggy.
I mean, if you take no effort in doing what you know, dressing up, that's on you.
I mean, I think I did do a costume last year, if I remember.
Yeah,
correctly.
I think you put the.
Didn't I pin something to my?
Yeah,
shirt?
I think you
wore the Mac Jones life vest
preserver.
I think you were 3-hole punch Jim.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what you did. It wasn't much effort.
Well, I was on Mac Island.
Yeah, well, it wasn't much.
Oh, effort. That was weak.
Well, Mac Island had sunk at that point.
Now I'm on Darnold Island.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, you mean May Island?
No, I mean I'm on Sam Darnold.
Oh, Sam Darnold.
I want him to be treated with respect.
Oh no.
You're on Mayo Island. You remain on Gerard Mayo.
No, I think I mean I'm on his island. I'm not ready to fire the guy.
He deserves the rest of the year to be able to try and figure this out.
I'm looking more towards what do they do in the offseason to help him out.
Right.
If they don't do anything to help him out, can you really blame him? Or do you blame the people above him who didn't put pieces around him or pieces that could make this team better, that we all see that they need help, you know, whether it's offensive lineman, a legitimate playmaking wide receiver that we know can do it. I think Mayo is at that point. And let's see if he changes the way he does things with the way he starts treating the players.
Okay, well, we got to go.
It's always fun.
Great show today.
Good job. Yep. Flew by, as always.
A lot of fun. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Jones and Keefe are next. Thank you for your patronage.